podcast, and I just have to do some quick news. Episode 2 and 3 have been returned to drafts after an editing error editing the season episode number for this episode. So I guess somewhere in the future I'll be talking about nightshades again and aspirin. But anyways, after the 30-second announcement, I'm going to get into what's happening with my indoor seeds. I'm going to get another McDonald's cup. Take some of the tomato seeds I harvested in a small seed packet I made. And just planting that outside. And seeing, remember, and seeing how those garlic are doing. Because hopefully they survived that brutal winter. Anyway, with this basil here, it's actually growing quite well. I'm actually saying that there's still not a lot happening. It's just a tiny little seedling is emerging from the ground, which is extraordinary. One more spray for the day. I'll keep it moist. Yes. I also got a new tomato plant. I just sowed a tomato seed. And as I'm recording this, I'm just going to search up how long it takes a tomato seed to emerge. How long does a tomato seed take to sprout? Yes, that's the word. Taking on DuckDuckGo. I'm on this website called tomatodirt.com, and what do you need? Tomato seeds, paper towel, or paper napkin? Oh, well, that's what you're wanting me to do. You're wanting me to germinate them within bags and then take the seedlings into dirt. That's actually pretty smart. Maybe I'll try that within this episode and see how that works out, instead of just being blind and not knowing what's happening in the dirt. Because that's scary. So I'm also on looking at Yahoo Answers. Best answer, make sure the soil is moist. If you do not add enough water, all the soil moisture may have evaporated away from the soil when it's a warm day. Tomato seeds usually germinate within 5 to 10 days when kept in an optimum temperature range of 70 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit. 21 to 27 degrees Celsius. Let me see this comfortable thing. Yeah, I'm past that. About 24 degrees Celsius with this lamp. Okay. Now I'm gonna see that it took about a week for the basil to grow here. But so I'm going to just also search up. Kale seed to sprout. Start plants indoors about 6 weeks before your last expected frost date. Okay, on thespruce.com. Kale is a leafy vegetable in Nebraska or coal crop family. With slightly acidic pH. Keep your kale plants well watered, along with cool temperatures. All right, because the cabbages are a cool season crop, so they grow best in cool seasons. So maybe I'll just raise the head a little until it gets into the comfortable zone of this ACCU temperature, thermometer, and humidity. 60 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay. It's 18 degrees Celsius. I guess it's a lower temperature rate. Spray comfort effect, and that should do it. But still, I want to make sure that they're close to the light. Reposition and I realized this soil does not need a lot of watering because of some of the stuff that's in it, which is pretty cool, right? Okay. So I'm just going to go downstairs and run a little experiment and grow a tomato outside. The first tomato I've grown in 2019 that is outside. I forgot to pause. Sorry about that. I'm too lazy to cut it out anyways. Okay. So, it's definitely not that amazing an eggshell for that one. I'm just gonna be seeing if I can actually grow it inside pretty quickly. This was a sprite in here, so I'm just do little runs inside here. There's a little red line, so I'm just gonna cut. Stab a hole right into where that line is. Okay, so this button tool here, seeding contain your pot, fish tank, flowers. So I'm just going to be dumping it into here, into this pot. This makeshift McDonald's flower pot. I forgot to post the monster in my blog, gardensinhell.blogspot.com. There will be no link in the podcast episode, in this episode. Oh shoot, I forgot to add drainage holes. Can you put it back in? Never forget to do drainage holes. So now I'm going to add soil. And I went a bit too fast, so it kind of looks a bit distorted. That is not too fun. The only thing I'm going to make sure this gets. Just gonna add some of this eggshell mixture. I'm gonna add tape under do a cap on the McDonald's cups. I put tape under there to make sure that there is something adequate of the soil. So after adding all those eggshells, I'm going to be adding Epsom salt for magnesium. And the soil will contain everything else. That one spoonful of magnesium is good. But before I want to do anything, I'm going to find the end of this tape. Also, I just remembered now, it's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Okay, now it's nicely mixed with the potting mix, magnesium, and eggshells. It just keeps falling down in there. It just really keeps falling down into this cup. All the others don't fall down. What else is paper towel? Maybe just one sheet. And then we just put it under there to make sure it won't fall down too far. And I'm just going to use this. Okay, 19 minutes of the segment. I'm gonna add a little bit more Epsom salt. And we're good. Go into the fire pot. But on the surface of all the skeleton of eggshells and Epsom salt had it been put onto this front counter that is the most using counter in this house to cook. I'm just gonna just have it fall on the ground and with the water pots. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm just gonna sit this way. I'll see you guys outside. Okay, just saw the weather. It's -2 outside. So I don't think this will be the time to put the tomato plant outside. It's pretty cold. I'm just gonna be putting this again, so I'll be having 4 pots, actually 5 in that room, but it is completely fine. You should have checked the weather. Okay, so despite being cold and my feet being cold, I have 1 nice sprout, McDonald's cups, and none of the McDonald's cups have produced anything, so, but on my blog, I have this seed packet Tanaka selections, which is basically something I just made up at a real company. I just call it that. I'm gonna take a picture of this seed packet before I rip it up. Okay, the pictures are gonna be on the blog, take pictures. Now I'm gonna rip this open because it's been about a week ever since I've, you know, harvested these seeds and put them into here. Oh, dropped it. Nothing came out too bad. Let me just pour the seeds out. Seed starting pot. This is so nice to start planting again. And of course, the spring. Yes. Okay. So that's it. I think by 2 or 3 p.m. I'll be Mountain Standard Time. I'll be posting pictures of all these plants here because now I have 5 pots, which is awesome. See you guys Friday. Hopefully by then more will start sprouting.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.